हरिः ओम् तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ओम् सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः. Today we are going to begin Trityavalli of second chapter. It is the last valli and this very first mantra we are going to see today. Presence, the Karana Karya Prakriya. I mean, the Karana Karya Prakriya has to be used to understand the content of this teaching, the verse mantra. Before I go to the mantra, let me make it very clear what is Karana Karya Prakriya. The mantra does not present the Karana Karya Prakriya. The mantra presents the reality as the cause of the universe. So whenever the reality is presented as a cause of the universe, then universe is to be understood as the effect which came into existence from the cause. So between the cause and the effect, between the Jagat and the reality Brahma, there is Karana Karya Sambandha. You see, Karana Karya Sambandha, Brahman is not really the cause, Jagat is not really an effect, but still, this absolute reality Brahma is as good as the cause of the universe. And the universe is as good as the effect. Because existence of Brahman is the existence of the Jagat. We always understand existence or the cause is the existence of the effect. Effect has no independent existence at all. So existence of gold is existence of an ornament. Existence of water is the existence of ocean. Existence of wood is existence of furniture. So the existence of the cause is the existence of the effect means cause itself obtains in the form of existence of the effect, which means effect has no independent existence of its own. So with reference to the cause and effect system, you can say the Satyam is cause, the cause is Satyam, and the effect is Mithya. Cause and effect are two orders of the same reality. Cause is Satyam, effect is Mithya. And Mithya is a technical term used to say that which does not have independent existence is Mithya. So here, the existence of Brahman is the existence of the universe. The universe, material universe, does not have independent existence of its own. Therefore, here, even though Brahman is not the cause, universe is not the effect, still, here the causal status is attributed to Brahma. Causal status, karanatvam, causal status is attributed to the absolute reality Brahma. As causal status is attributed to Brahma, the Jagat also has the status of being an effect. So jagataha karyatvam, brahmanaha karanatvam. Because of the dependence on the part of the jagat upon Brahma, Brahman is given the status of being the cause of the universe. And this analysis of the cause-effect system is ultimately not to establish Brahman as the cause, Brahman, but to arrive at the nature of the reality, Brahma. Any prakriya used in the Shastram is ultimately to help us arrive at the reality, to understand the reality in terms of its nature. Any prakriya, prakriya means method, any method of unfoldment, any teaching methodology used in the Shastram is to help us understand the reality, arrive at the reality in terms of its given nature. So here also, the absolute reality implied by the term Brahman, obtaining as the innermost essence of every being, implied by the term Atma, alone is the cause of the universe. And here we have to understand what the reality is. Reality is the existence of the universe. How are you going to understand it? To make us understand this, the prakriya used is karnakarya prakriya. And where Brahman is given the status of being the cause. Okay, this we have to understand. It's also said to be adhyaropa apavada prakriya. Karanakarya prakriya is also said to be adhyaropa apavada prakriya. So adhyaropa means superimposition. And in this prakriya, adhyaropa apavada prakriya, there is adhyaropaha, there is also apavadaha. Adhyaropaha means superimposition, apavadaha means negation here in this context. It means that something is superimposed upon Brahma. What is superimposed? Causal status. The absolute reality, Brahma, is not the cause, but the causal status is superimposed upon Brahma. Causal status is attributed to Brahma. Therefore, it is said to be superimposition, adhyaropaha. Once the causal status is attributed to Brahma, superimposed upon Brahma, effect status also is superimposed upon the jagat. Which means, Brahman is not the cause, jagat is not the effect. Because of the dependence of jagat upon the Brahma, here superimposition. Here this is superimposition. So causal status is superimposed upon Brahma. Effect status is superimposed upon the jagat. The superimposition of the causal status upon Brahman and the superimposition of effect status upon the jagat alone is said to be here adhyaropaha in this prakriya, in this method of unfoldment. Okay, let me make it clear. How to understand adhyaropaha here? When you take a pot made of clay, a simple example given in the Shastram. mridghataha. Mridghataha or mrittika ghataha, a pot made of clay, if you take it. You see, what is this pot? A clay pot. Just see the clay pot. What you experience first is clay pot. It's a pot which is a name of a given form which serves a given purpose. Pot is a name given to, of a given form which serves a given purpose. And pot is an effect. And you want to know, what is this pot? Where has it come from? What is it made of? And you see from the whole pot on all sides from top to bottom, you see wherever you see the pot is nothing, clay, 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 clay. You see in the top, you see on the, you see from inside, you see from outside, you see from below, you see from the top. And turning around the pot, you see, still you see only clay, clay, clay. Then you say, oh, first you say pot is an effect. Then, oh, there's no, there's only clay, there's only clay. Clay alone is. Clay alone is. You see, the pot is made of clay, so you attribute the pot, the clay is the cause and pot is the effect. We understand because pot is made of clay. Causal status is, the clay enjoys the causal status, pot enjoys the effect status. Then again, you see, what is here? You see, the whole pot again and again, very clearly, you see only the clay. Then you understand, you remove the clay, the form will disappear, the name will be meaningless, the purpose will be, no purpose will be served. Which means, nama, rupam, karma. Nama, rupam, karma are mithya. Name is mithya, form is mithya, karma, the purpose it serves, the function also is mithya. There cannot be form without clay, the word will be meaningless without the form, no purpose will it serve without the, if the form is not there. The nama mithya, rupam mithya, karma mithya. And nama rupa karmakhyam karyam mithya. The effect in terms of form, name and function is mithya. Because the form is dependent, the name is dependent, function is dependent on clay. Nama rupa karmakhyam karyam. The effect in terms of form, name and function is dependent on the cause for its existence. It has no independent existence. So the word pot has no substance. There's no substance called pot. The substance is clay. Clay can be without being a pot, but pot cannot be without a clay. Without clay. Therefore, with reference to clay pot, clay is satyam, pot is mithya. So the whole pot, you see, clay alone is in the form of pot. You see closely, there is no pot. From the standpoint of clay, there is only clay. You see, the pot is clay, clay is not the pot. Therefore, when you see from the standpoint of clay, we understand clearly there's no pot, there's only clay. When you say there's only clay, the causal status is, there's no effect. The effect effect has no independent existence, therefore effect is negated. When you say this only clay, clay alone is in the form of part, the effect status is negated. It's called apavadaha. When the effect status given to the form, name and function is negated as mithya, then what is this only clay in the form of part? When you say the causal status attributed to the clay also becomes negated. It's called apavadaha. First there is superimposition, then there is negation. Then what is the final thing we arrive at? What is there is clay only. This only clay is in the form of part. There is neither cause nor effect. So you arrive at the truth of the clay, truth of the part being clay. This is the very grossest example here. If you extend the same example to the Jagat and Brahma, first we see the Jagat, the whole Jagat is karyam. Effect, because it's available here for experience, interaction, enjoyment. The Jagat is here and we are here as part of the Jagat. Jagat is. Then we understand Jagat must have come from somewhere. Jagat must have a cause from where it must have come into existence, because something cannot exist without its cause. So there must be cause of this Jagat. So we understand that cause is X unknown. We do not know. And that the cause is given the name Brahma. There must be cause. But the cause is Brahma. Okay, Brahma, Karanam, Jagat, Karyam. Then when we understand what this Jagat is all about. If Jagat is Karyam, Brahman is Karanam, the whole Jagat is nothing but Brahma. Brahman is not the Jagat. The Jagat is Brahma. Therefore, from the standpoint of Brahma, there is no Jagat. Brahman alone is in the form of the Jagat. Brahman can be without the Jagat, but Jagat cannot exist at all without Brahma. Which means Jagat is also nothing but Nama Rupa Karmakhyam Karyam. The Jagat is as good as the non-substantial form, name and function part. There is no substance called Jagat. With minus clay, there is no pot. Then there is no substance called pot. Like this, minus Brahma, there cannot be substance called Jagat. Jagat is a universe. The world is a non-substantial world. Substance of the substantive Jagat is Brahma. Substance of the substantive pot is clay. Substance of the substantive ocean is water. Similarly here, substance of the substantive Jagat is Brahma. Jagat has no substantiality of its own. Therefore, Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya. Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya. You say Mithya, they are not two things. Jagat and Brahman are not two different things. The two orders are the only reality. Therefore, Brahman alone is in the form of Jagat. Jagat is nothing but Brahma. From the standpoint of Brahma, Brahman alone is. There is no Jagat. There is a substance called Jagat. And you say, then the effect status. superimposed upon Jagat becomes negated. This negation of the effect status superimposed upon Jagat becomes this. So the negation of the superimposed negation of the superimposition of the Jagat status is said to be apavadaha number one, step number one. When the Jagat is negated as mithya, the Jagat status is negated, the effect status attributed to Jagat becomes negated, then if the Jagat is not effect, how can Brahman be the cause? In causal status superimposed upon Brahman also becomes negated. This negation of effect status superimposed upon Jagat and the causal status superimposed upon the Brahma always said to be apavadaha, negation of the causal status, negation of the effect status superimposed upon Jagat and Brahman alone is said to be apavadaha. What is the final understanding? There is neither cause nor effect. There is only Brahma. Brahman alone is in the form of Jagat. This is called Adhyaropa Apavada method or Apavada Prakriya. It's also said to be Karnakarya Prakriya, analysis of the cause-effect system. It is not to establish Brahman as the cause, not to establish Jagat as the effect, but to help us understand, arrive at the reality implied by the term Brahma in terms of its nature of existence. Thereby, we can understand that existence, Swarupam of the reality, is nothing but consciousness. Finally, we have to understand. Therefore, we should not think Upanishad presents the Brahman as the cause, the Brahman is the cause. No, you need to understand the Brahma. With understanding, let us enter into the mantra. Before we go there, I want to make it very clear. This mantra, when you read, we can understand why Bhagavad Gita is said to be the milk extracted from the Upanishad cows. All Upanishads are likened to cows, and Bhagavad Gita is said to be the milk extracted from the Upanishad cows, which means subject matter of the Upanishads alone is there as subject matter of the Bhagavad Gita also. The proof is this is one of the such verses where Bhagavan has literally taken, Vyasacharya has literally taken this verse from here to Bhagavad Gita, the 15th chapter, Purushottama Yoga. Okay. So here we can see, let us read the mantra, then I explain again. Urdhvamoolo vakshakaha. Urdhvamoolo vakshakaha. Yeshoshvattha sanatanaha. Tadevam shukram tad brahma. Tadevamrutamuchyate. Urdhvamoolo vakshakaha. Urdhvamoolo vakshakaha. Yeshoshvattha sanatanaha. ஏஷோஸ்வத்தசநாதனஹ ததேவ சுக்ரம் தத் பிரம்மா ததேவ சுக்ரம் தத் பிரம்மா ததேவாம்ருதமுச்யதே ததேவாம்ருதமுச்யதே தஸ்மில்லோகாஸ்ரிதா சர்வே தஸ்மில்லோகாஸ்ரிதா சர்வே தது நாத்யேதி கஷ்சன தது நாத்யேதி கஷ்சன ஏதத் வை தத் ஏதத் வை தத் So here, Brahman being the cause of the universe, Jagat being the effect of Brahman, is presented with an example of a tree. Brahman is presented as, which we can understand as the very tree. And this tree, again, is a different tree. Generally, any tree will have its roots under the ground. But here, this tree here, here the tree has its roots above. Why this tree is said to have roots above? We also understand this tree as samsara vrikshaha. With reference to any tree, root is very important. Root alone lends life to the whole huge tree with all its adventitious roots and huge branches. With a huge trunk, imagine a huge tree. The trunk is so big, very old tree, so many branches. From every branch there are adventitious roots. And such a huge tree, occupying such a big space. And that tree stands here. And what is the support of the tree? What is that which lends life to the tree? It is the root. So root alone has mahatvam. Root alone enjoys the status of being the great with the reference to the tree. Root is great. Root is superior. Root is exalted. Root is Dhatuhu paraha. Root is exalted. Root is great. Root is superior. Because root is the support. Root lends support to that whole tree. Because of the mahatvam of the root, because of the greatness of the root, that it lends support to the tree, root is said to be above. Here, what is the root here? With reference to here, Brahman is presented here as the root which is above in this mantra. Urdhvamulaha. What about the tree? This tree, the whole Jagat is looked upon as a tree, and the root of the tree, the support of the tree, that which lends life, existence to the tree, is the root which is Brahma, is said to be above. Therefore, this tree is Urdhva Moolaha. Moolam Urdhvam. Yes, yeah. Saha urdhamulaha. The tree which has its root above is said to be Urdhvamoolaha Vrikshaha. The tree having its roots root above is said to be Urdhvamoolaha. There cannot be, no tree can have root above and the tree below, okay? But here, this Jagat is likened to a tree, and the root of the tree, which can support the tree, in the Jagat, tree in the mouth, Jagat is Brahma. Therefore, and because of the greatness of being able to lend life and support to the tree, the name of Jagat, that Brahman is said to be above. Urdhvam means above. That's why this tree, Jagat tree, has its roots, root above, which is Brahma. Urdhvamoolaha avakshakaha. Avakshakaha. So, shakha means branch. Shakha means branch. And shakaha, avak, yasya vrikshasya. Saha vrikshaha, avak shakaha. The root, the branches are below. Root is above. For this Jagat tree, the tree in the form of universe, the root Brahman is above. Brahman is above, roots is above, and the branches are below. So, shakaha avak yasya vrikshasya. Saha vrikshaha avak shakaha. Avak shakaha. Means the branches are below. And this tree, the Jagat, the tree in the form of universe, having the root of Brahman above, having its the branches below, this tree is what? Yeshaha, this tree is Sanatanaha Ashwattaha. Ashwattaha. Ashwattaha is a people tree. And why people tree is specifically taken? Because it has too many adventitious roots. It never dies. The main trunk of the tree becomes a huge tree, and one trunk might have died, but the tree continues to survive, continues to be there through its adventitious roots, which become new big trunks later on. So the continuity, this tree continues to exist. It means it is not newly, it continues to exist. Life also is beginningless, endless. It continues to be there. So this tree also continuously there. Therefore, here the people tree is taken as an example. And this Ashwattaha. Again, in Bhagavad Gita is explained, Shvaha na tishtati iti ashwattaha. The tree, today what you see will not be there tomorrow. That undergoes a change. The same tree will not be there tomorrow. With a lot of changes would have happened. Even our physical, our body is not the same. Today what you see is not the same. So many divisions of cells happen. And tomorrow the form you see is, it looks the same. But already it has changed, undergoes a change. Shvaha na tishtati iti ashwattaha. That which does not stay tomorrow is ashwattaha. Shvaha means tomorrow. Shvaha, tomorrow, na tishtati iti ashwattaha. Ashwattaha, that which will not be the same next day, tomorrow, is ashwattaha. Anyway, it's called people tree here, ashwattha vrikshaha. Yeshaha sanatanaha. Sanatana means what? Again, eternal. This tree is also eternal. perennially eternal. It continues to exist beginninglessly, endlessly. It is there means what? It undergoing change, it becomes unmanifested, again becomes manifested, becomes unmanifested, again becomes unmanifested. So, becoming manifested, again becoming unmanifested, it continues to be there beginninglessly, endlessly. Therefore, it is sanatanaha, perennially eternal. It doesn't become destroyed for good. It doesn't become created newly. It becomes unmanifested. Then it is as though destroyed. It becomes manifested. It's as though created. Really speaking, there's no newly, it is not newly created. It's not destroyed for at all, forever. Therefore, it is perennially eternal. So, sanatanaha. The jagat also is there always, continuously. But the undergoing a change of becoming unmanifested and becoming manifested. Sanatanaha, eshaha, ashvattaha. And here, tadeva shukram tad brahma, tadeva amrutam uchyate. I'm only giving literal meanings today. Okay? Tadeva shukram tad brahma, tadeva amrutam uchyate. And what is this? What is this? Sanatanaha, ashvattaha. Here, what is this? Brahma. Here, this sanatanaha ashvattaha, this timeless tree, the beginningless, endless, perennially eternal people tree is here with its roots, with its root above and with its branches below, avakshakaha. And this whole tree is actually what? Tadeva shukram. The tree, what is the source here? Tadeva shukram. See, shukram means white color. Shukla, shukram. But here, shukram stands for pure awareness, pure knowledge. Tadeva shukram. Tad means what here? That Brahman, which is the root, which is the root, which is above, which is superior, which is great, and which is the support of this perennially eternal tree called Jagat, is what? Tad is Shukram, that is pure awareness. The root of this tree is Brahma, which is of the nature of pure awareness, pure knowledge. Tadeva Shukram. Tad Amrutam. When the tree itself is perennially eternal, how can this the Brahman, the root of the tree, be time-bound? It must be absolutely eternal, which means it must be absolutely immortal. Therefore, amritam. This tree is perennially eternal. The root of this tree is absolutely eternal. That is immortal. It is absolutely not subject to any change. Tad amrutam, tad shukram, tadeva shukram, tad amrutam. Then, and that, the root of this jagat, support of this jagat, which is of the nature of pure consciousness, of pure awareness, and which is absolutely of the nature of immortality, alone is implied by the term Brahma. It is said here, tadeva, tadeva shukram, tadeva amrutam, Tad Brahma Uchyate. And that which is of the nature of pure awareness or pure knowledge, and that which is absolutely immortal, timeless, alone is implied by the term Brahma, is said to be Brahma. Okay. And here, Tasmin Sarve Lokaha Shritaha. And why that pure awareness, the pure consciousness, pure knowledge, which is immortal, is said to be Brahma? Again, because of its nature of limitlessness. There will be an understanding later on. The pure consciousness is beginningless, endless, changeless, therefore it is timeless, time-wise limitless. And pure consciousness is all pervasive, it is spatially limitless, therefore spatially also limitless. And the whole tree, the Jagat tree in the whole Jagat is surviving, enjoying existence because of the root, Brahma. Therefore, it is object which also is limitless. Which means tree, the branch, or the twig, or the leaf, every part of the tree is nothing but the root Brahma. Everything in Jagat is Brahma. Everything enjoys existence because of Brahma. Therefore, object wise also it is limitless. This will explain again later on in the Bhashyam, when you do the Bhashyam. That because of this limit nature of limitlessness, time-wise limitless, spatially, object-wise limitless. Because the nature of limitlessness, this reality is implied with the term Brahma. Tadeva, this will be, I'll be unfolding again later on. Now understand this much is enough. Tadeva uchyate tad brahma. No, tas sarve lokaha tasmin brahmani shritaha. Tasmin, I'm adding, tasmin shritaha sarve lokaha tasmin lokaha. Vasandi tasmin lokaha. Whenever this nakara is followed by lakara, this nakara becomes la. Tasmin. In that Brahman alone, in that absolute reality Brahman, the support of this tree of Jagat, that Brahman alone, which is nothing but Shukram, pure knowledge, which is Amritam, immortal, in that Brahman alone, Sarve Lokaha Shritaha. Shitaha, all the worlds enjoy their existence. In Brahman, all the worlds enjoy their existence. So the whole, the tree with its branches below, which stands for the entire universe of 14 worlds, and root stands for Brahma. So it is a Tasmin Brahmani Sarve Lokaha Sitaha. All the 14 worlds, the entire universe of 14 worlds enjoys its existence in that Brahman only, which means no world enjoys existence outside of Brahma. All the beings enjoy their existence in Brahma. Sarve Lokaha Tasmin Shritaha. Means all the worlds are dependent on that Brahman for their existence, for their survival. Tasmin Sarve Lokaha Shritaha. That U is emphatic expression here. Certainly, definitely, doubtlessly, verily, all the worlds enjoy their existence in that Brahman only. Tathu nakaschana atyeti. Nakaschana atyeti. Nakaschana means none, nothing is beyond that. Nothing goes beyond that. Atyeti means goes beyond. Literally, we have to translate the meaning. Atyeti means, eti means gachati, goes. Ati eti, ati is a prefix. Atyeti means goes beyond. Nothing goes beyond Brahman means what? Nothing is beyond Brahma. Nothing exceeds Brahma. None exceeds Brahma. Means Brahman is beyond everything. Nothing is beyond Brahma. Nakaschana tat Brahma atyeti. See, no ocean is beyond water. What is beyond ocean means what is distinct from ocean but not distant from ocean. Ocean is not beyond water. Water is beyond ocean. So similarly here, Brahman is not beyond me. Brahman is distinct from Jagat but not distant from Jagat. Brahman is beyond the Jagat. Jagat is not beyond the Jagat. Brahman. Therefore, here, tasmin kaschana nakaschana atyeti etadvaitat. And what is that Brahma here? That absolute reality, which is support of the universe, Brahman, is nothing but the nearest self. This etad means this. So the absolute reality which arrived as the nearest self in terms of its nature of consciousness is that Brahma obtaining in the form of existence of the universe. We can say how water is in the form of existence of the ocean. Wood is in the form of existence of the furniture. Gold is in the form of existence of the ornament. Similarly, absolutely, this reality, Brahman is in the form of existence of the Jagat. Means pure awareness, pure consciousness alone is in the form of existence of the universe. Which means existence is nothing but consciousness, absolutely. Relatively, we say what? What is existence with reference to ocean? It's relatively, relative existence. Gold is existence with reference to ornament. Wood is existence with reference to furniture, which is relative existence. Absolutely, with the entirety of the universe, with reference to the entirety of the universe, existence is pure knowledge, pure awareness, pure consciousness. Pure consciousness is existence with reference to this Jagat. And he said, Tadev, Tadeva, Etadvai Tat. This consciousness obtaining as the nearest self is that Brahma, existence of the universe. Etadvaitat. This last Etadvaitat again is Mahavakyam, which again reveals the essential oneness of the individual and the total. Okay, this also is here. This is the literal meaning of the mantra. So we'll understand. We'll see the Bhashyam. Again, I'll explain tomorrow also this one. Let us see the Bhashyam now. Urdhvamulaha. First word. Urdhvam moolam yat. Urdhvamulaha. The tree for which the root is above. The tree which has its roots root above is called urdhvamulaha vrikshaha. But here it happens to be the tree here discussed happens to be the jagat, it's a universe itself, and the root, the reality Brahma, which is existence to this root, is said to be above because of its greatness. Why it is, what is the greatness about the root? Because root alone lends existence to the tree. Similarly here, tayat tad vishnoho paramam padam. Vishnoho paramam padam. The paramam padam means the word padam literally here means the very nature or the abode. And Vishnoho paramam padam. The absolute abode of Vishnu means what? Absolute nature of Vishnu, Sarupam of Ishvara, which is the cause of the universe. Vishnoho paramam padam yet. Asya iti saha ayam urdhvamulaha. Avyaktadi sthavaranta samsara vrikshaha urdhvamulaha. And here again, avyaktadi sthavaranta samsara vriksha urdhvamulaha. Avyaktadi sthavaranta samsara vriksha urdhvamulaha. See, samsara vriksha. This tree of life of transmigration, the tree of life of transmigration, is samsara vrikshaha, and this tree of life of transmigration has its root above. Therefore, it is urdhvamulaha vrikshaha. Okay, the root cause of samsara, which is a root cause, means what? The root without which the life of transmigration itself is not possible. Life of transmigration means again being born again and again into this world. It means the world must be here as well. Therefore, samsara vriksha urdhvamulaha. That life, the tree of transmigratory life, samsara, has its root above. And here, avyaktadi sthavarantaha. The samsara begins from where? Avyakta. Avyakta means maya. Sthavara means what? Again. Literally, avyakta means maya, unmanifested. But here, when you say avyakta, it also means the avyaktadi sthavarantaha. The cause of the material cause of this universe is maya. And from the maya alone, all the beings come into manifestation. All the beings. And right from sthavara means sthavara anta, the immobile living beings. the inferior living creatures. Up to this Maya on the cause and the effect. The Sthavara stands for all the worlds, all the beings, and also even the inferior beings such as plants, etc. Right from the cause and the effect. Maya the cause, the effect the Jagat, including inclusive of even the ordinary inferior beings such as plants, etc. Avyakta adi sthavara antaha samsara vrikshaha. So samsara includes what? Maya the karanam and the Jagat the karyam. Karanam and karya. What about Brahma? Brahman is karana karya vilakshanam. Just to be very clearly understood. What is the root cause of samsara? Maya. And what is samsara? Effect. Samsara samsara implies what here? All the beings, the entire universe of all the beings up to this in most inferior beings such as plants, etc. Therefore, the cause and effect together enjoys existence only in Brahma. So, avyakta adi sthavara anta samsara vriksha urdhamulaha. The cause of samsara and the effect samsara together are meant by this expression avyakta adi sthavara anta samsara vriksha urdhamulaha. This tree of some life of transmigration having maya as its cause and the effect in the form of this world of beings up to the most inferior being such as plant, etc. Entire samsara has its root, Brahman as its root, Brahman as the cause. That's the meaning. Urdhamulaha urdhamulam yat tad vishnoho paramam padam asya iti saha ayam avyaktari sthavaranta samsara vrikshaha urdhamulaha. Here I have to stop and explain to you. Already I told, but still I had meant to make it very clear. See, the whole Jagat itself is what? Samsara. Jagat is samsara only. Only in this Jagat, the life of transmigration is. Jagat is samsara. Samsara is Jagat. So what is the cause of samsara? Maya. What is the effect of maya? Samsara. Cause and effect. And within this effect called samsara, all the beings are there. Right from Brahmaji you can include actually. All most exalted beings, all celestial beings, all the beings, human beings, and all the animals, all the everything, usually organisms, even the plants, all the beings. Just to say it, the entirety of the universe of all the beings, all forms, names and functions. The cause is Maya. So Maya also doesn't exist outside of Brahma. And the Jagat, the Samsara, also doesn't exist outside of Brahma. Maya and its cause. Maya Karanam Jagat Karyam. Cause is also Mithya. Effect is also Mithya. And this cause Maya, effect Mithya, doesn't exist outside of Brahma. Therefore, the cause is here Brahma. So this whole samsara is inclusive of cause and effect. So samsara vrikshaha is inclusive of cause and effect, which is mithya, has Brahman as its cause, the source. So it's said to be urdhamulaha, which alone is said to be the absolute abode of Vishnu, means absolute nature of Vishnu, all pervasive reality. Ishvara Brahma, Vishnuho. Okay. Vrikshascha. Again, Vrikshaha. Vrikshascha. Vraschanat. Vrikshascha Vraschanat. See, why the tree is called Vrikshaha? Vraschanat, 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 Vraschanat. Vraschanam. Vraschanam means cutting. Due to its being subject to get cut, it's called Vrikshaha. A tree is called, known as Vrikshaha, because of its being subject to get cut. Vraschanat Vrikshaha. Vraschanat Vrikshaha. It means it can be resolved. Samsara, though samsara is a beginningless, endless cycle, Jagat also has what? Beginningless, endless, perennially eternal. Still, it can be resolved. It cannot be destroyed. Samsara cannot be destroyed, but it can be resolved. So resolving the samsara for good alone is said to be destruction of samsara. There's no destruction. The word destruction, Swamiji does never liked. It can be resolved. Ignorance can be resolved. Samsara can be resolved. Okay? Therefore, the tree is subject to get cut. Praschanata vrikshaha. Since this samsara also can be resolved. Okay. Then, what is this samsara? Samsara vrikshaha? Further, it's explained here. Just read here. Janma, jara, marana, shokadi. What is samsaraha? It beautifully explained here. Janma, jara, marana, shokadi, aneka, aneka, anarthatmakaha, aneka, anarthatmakaha. Anarthaha literally means, arthaha means wealth, arthaha means meaning, anarthaha means meaninglessness, isn't it? But here, anarthaha here means any undesirable problem is anartha. Any difficulty is anartha. Anarthatmakaha. This tree of samsara is in the form of what? In the form of many aneka anartha atmakaha. Anarthatmakaha, anartha rupaha. The tree of samsara is in the form of many undesirable problems. In terms of what? Such as birth, old age, death, grief, etc. Janma, birth, jara, old age, maranam, death, shoka, grief. ஆதி எக்ஸெட்ரா. அநேக அனர்த்தாத்மக ஜன்ம ஜரா மரண சோகாதி அநேக அனர்த்தாத்மக ஜன்ம ஜரா மரண சோகாத்யநேகானர்த்தாத்மக சம்சார விரக்ஷ இஸ் இன் தி ஃபார்ம் ஆஃப் மெனி அன்டிசைரபிள் ப்ராப்ளம்ஸ் சச் அஸ் பர்த், ஓல்ட் ஏஜ், டெத் அண்ட் கிரீஃப் எக்ஸெட்ரா. திஸ் இஸ் பிரதிக்ஷணம் அந்யதா ஸ்வபாவஹ. பிரதிக்ஷணம் அந்யதா ஸ்வபாவஹ. And every fraction of second, pratikshanam, anyatha subhavaha. Pratikshanam, anyatha subhavaha. Means it cannot be the same every fraction of second. The nature, it is of the nature of being different. Means undergoing change. பிரதிக்ஷணம் அந்யதா சுபாவஹா. இட் டஸ் நாட் ரிமைன் த சேம், இட் டஸ் நாட் ரிமைன் த சேம் ஆல்வேஸ். இட் இஸ் கான்ஸ்டன்ட்லி ஆஃப் தி நேச்சர் ஆஃப் அண்டர் கோயிங் சேஞ்சஸ். தேர்ஃபோர் அந்யதா சுபாவஹா. இட் இஸ் ஆஃப் தி சம்சார விரக்ஷா. தி ஜகத் இஸ் ஆஃப் தி நேச்சர் ஆஃப் not being the same, becoming different, undergoing changes every second. Pratikshanam anyatha subhavaha. Maya marichi udaka. Marichi udaka. And Sandhi must make a note. Maya marichi udaka. கந்தர்வ நகர் நகராதி வத்து மாயாமரீச்சுதகம். மாயாமரீச்சி உதக்கம், மாயாமரீச்சுதகம் மீன்ஸ் வாட்? தி மிராஜ் வாட்டர் விச் இஸ் நாட் ரியல். மாயாமரீச்சி உதக்கம் மீன்ஸ் மிராஜ் வாட்டர். கந்தர்வ நகராதி வத்து Gandharva Nagaram. Again, the castle built in air. You know, this is Gandharva Nagaram. Maya Marichi Udakam. Maya Marichi Udakam. Marichi Udakka. Gandharva Nagaradivathu. Adivast, Adi stand for etc. Adi means etc. here. Not Adihi. Adihi is beginning. But here Adi means etc. So Maya, if we separate it, the word Maya here does not mean the Avyaktam, Maya Shakti here. Maya here means the illusion. Illusory magician skill or any magic of a magician is Maya. Meant by here, the word Maya means any illusory magic of a magician. Marichi Udakam means mirage water. Gandharva Nagaram is also castle built in the sky, built in the air, is Gandharva Nagaram. It's imaginary. Adi, all these are. So any magic of magician or mirage water or castle built in the air or sky, etc. Nagara Adivati, Drishta Nashta Swarupatva. ஸ்வரூபத்வாத் திருஷ்ட நஷ்ட ஸ்வரூபத்வாத். திருஷ்ட நஷ்ட ஸ்வரூபத்வம் மீன்ஸ் இட் இஸ் ஆஃப் தி நேச்சர் ஆஃப் டிசப்பியரிங் ஆஸ் சூன் அஸ் இட் இஸ் சீன். drishta nashta swarupatvat. The samsara also has the nature of undergoing changes. Already it is, we understood, pratikshanam anyatha svabhavaha. Drishtanatya swarupatvat. It nashta means lost. Drishta means seen. It becomes, it disappears as soon as it is seen. What does it mean? It is all subject to constant. Same word is, same meaning is given here. Drishtanatya svabhava. Swarupatva. Swarupatva. Samsara also has this, has this nature of coming and going. Appearing and disappearing. Like any magician's magic or mirage water or even this Gandharva's castle built in the air, etc. Therefore, what? Swarupatvat avasanecha brikshavat abhavatmakaha avasanecha brikshavat Vikshavate abhavatmakaha. How any tree, finally, how long the tree can be there? There's a time the tree goes. This undergoes a change. The tree is there, constantly undergoes change. One day the tree completely falls apart. It relatively disappears. Vrikshavate abhavatmakaha. Avasani vrikshavat abhavatmakaha. Avasani at the end means avasani. Avasana means end, at the end. Or at the end means what? At some point. Ava abhavatmakaha vrikshavat. The entire jagat also. Vrikshavat like the tree, abhavatmakaha, it is of the nature of disappearing, abhavatmakaha, vrikshavat abhavatmakaha, kadali stambhavat nissaraha, kadali stambhavat nissaraha. Kadali means a plant and tree. Banana tree is called Kadali Vrikshaha. Kadali Stambhavat. Stambha here means the whole trunk of a banana tree. Kadali Stambhavat. Like the trunk of, trunk is the trunk of the banana tree or plant and tree. Kadali stambhavat nissaraha. It has no core in it. It is nissaraha, a coreless. Means what? Nissara means saraha yasya nasti. Nissaraha. There's no essence. Non-substantial. Essenceless, non-substantial, like the trunk of a banana tree or a plant and tree. Kadali stambhavate nissaraha. I'm only just reading the word by word, giving literal meaning. I'm going to explain this, okay? It needs a lot of explanation. I'll explain to you. Aneka shata pakhanda ಬುದ್ಧಿವಿಕಲ್ಪಾಸ್ಪದಸ್ತತ್ವ ವಿಜಿಜ್ಞಾಸುಭಿಃ ಅನಿರ್ಧಾರಿತೇದಂ ತತ್ವ ವೇದಾಂತ ನಿರ್ಧಾರಿತ ಪರಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ಮೂಲಸಾರಃ. ನೌ ಅನೇಕ ಸಾಲ್ ಬಟ್ ಸಂಸಾರ ವೃಕ್ಷ. ನೌ ಅನೇಕ ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ಸಂಸಾರ ಜಗತ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ಸಂಸಾರ ವೃಕ್ಷ. ಲೈಫ್ ಆಫ್ ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸ್ಮಿಗ್ರೇಷನ್ ಈಸ್ ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡಿಂಗ್ ದ ನೇಚರ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಜಗತ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ. ಸಂಸಾರ ಇಸ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಮಿಥ್ಯಾ, ಜಗತ್ ಇಸ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಮಿಥ್ಯಾ. ಸಂಸಾರ ಈಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಔಟ್ಸೈಡ್ ಆಫ್ ಜಗತ್. ದೇರ್ಫೋರ್ ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡಿಂಗ್ ಸಂಸಾರ ಇಸ್ ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡಿಂಗ್ ಜಗತ್. ಅಂಡ್ ವಾಟ್ ಇಸ್ ರೂಟ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿಟ್? ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದಟ್ ವಿಚ್ ಇಸ್ ದ ಸ್ವರೂಪ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಸಂಸಾರ? ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದಟ್ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಆಫ್ ವಿಚ್ ಸಂಸಾರ ಇಸ್ ಪಾಸಿಬಲ್? ವ್ಯಾಡ್ ದ ಸಂಸಾರ ಎಕ್ಸಿಸ್ಟ್? ವ್ಯಾಡ್ ದ ಸಂಸಾರ ಎಂಜಾಯ್ಸ್ ಎಕ್ಸಿಸ್ಟೆನ್ಸ್? ಅಂಡ್ ವ್ಯಾಡ್ ದ ಜಗತ್ ಎಂಜಾಯ್ಸ್ ಎಕ್ಸಿಸ್ಟೆನ್ಸ್? ನಾಟ್ ಔಟ್ಸೈಡ್ ಆಫ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ. ದೇರ್ಫೋರ್ ಅನೇಕ ಶತ ಪಾಖಂಡ ಬುದ್ಧಿ ವಿಕಲ್ಪಾಸ್ಪದಸ್ತತ್ವ ವಿಜಿಜ್ಞಾಸುಭಿಃ ಅನಿರ್ಧಾರಿತೇದಂ ತತ್ವ ವೇದಾಂತ ನಿರ್ಧಾರಿತ ಪರಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ಮೂಲಸಾರಃ. ಪರಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ಮೂಲಸಾರಃ ಅನೇಕ ಶತ ಪಾಖಂಡ ಬುದ್ಧಿ ವಿಕಲ್ಪಾಸ್ಪದ ಸಂಸಾರ ವೃಕ್ಷ. ಸೊ ಅಗೇನ್ ವಿ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟು ಬ್ರೇಕ್ ದಟ್ ಟು ಗೆಟ್ ಇ ಮೀನಿಂಗ್. ಕೀದೃಶಃ ಸಂಸಾರ ವೃಕ್ಷ, ಅಂಡಸ ಸಂಸಾರ ವೃಕ್ಷ ಫಸ್ಟ್. ಅನೇಕ ಶತ ಪಾಖಂಡ ಬುದ್ಧಿ ವಿಕಲ್ಪಾಸ್ಪದ ಪರಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ಮೂಲಸಾರ. ಸಿ ಪಾಖಂಡ ಇಸ್ ಅ ವರ್ಡ್ ಯೂಸ್ಡ್ ಇನ್ ಭಾಗವತಂ. ಯು ಕೇಮ್ ಅಕ್ರಾಸ್ ಮೆನಿ ಟೈಮ್ಸ್. ಪಾಷಂಡ ಪಾಖಂಡ ಟೂ ವರ್ಡ್ಸ್, ಬೋತ್ ಮೀನ್ ದ ಸೇಮ್. ಪಾಷಂಡ ಆರ್ ಪಾಖಂಡ. ದಿ ಪಾಖಂಡ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ದಿ ಶಾಸ್ತ್ರಜ್ಞಾಸ್ ಸೇ ಪಾಖಂಡ ಈಸ್ ದ ಒನ್ ಹೂ ಡಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಅಕ್ಸೆಪ್ಟ್ ವೇದಶಾಸ್ತ್ರ ಅಸ್ತಿ ಪ್ರಮಾಣ ಗ್ರಂಥ. ಆರ್ ಅವೈದಿಕಾಹ ಹೂ ಡು ನಾಟ್ ಅಕ್ಸೆಪ್ಟ್ ವೇದಶಾಸ್ತ್ರ ಅಸ್ತಿ ಪ್ರಮಾಣ ಗ್ರಂಥ. ನಾಸ್ತಿಕಾಹ ದೇರ್ಫೋರ್ ಹೂ ಡು ನಾಟ್ ಫಾಲೋ ದಿ ವೇದಿಕ್ ಟೀಚಿಂಗ್ ಆರ್ ವೇದಿಕ್ ವೇ ಆಫ್ ಲೈಫ್. ಆರ್ ಅವೈದಿಕಾಹ ನಾಸ್ತಿಕಾಹ ಅವೈದಿಕ ನಾಸ್ತಿಕಾಹ ಆರ್ ಸೆಟ್ ಟು ಬಿ ಪಾಖಂಡಾಹ ಆರ್ ಪಾಷಂಡಾಹ. ಟೂ ವರ್ಡ್ಸ್ ಹಿಯರ್, ಪಾಷಂಡಾಹ ಪಾಖಂಡಾಹ. ಅಂಡ್ ದೇರ್ ಆರ್ ಮೆನಿ ಪಾಖಂಡಾಹ. ಏಕಶತ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ವಾಟ್? 100 ಪಾಖಂಡಾಹ. 100 ದಿ ನಾಸ್ತಿಕ ಅವೈದಿಕಾಹ. ಅನೇಕ ಶತ ಪಾಖಂಡಾಹ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಮೆನಿ. ಅನೇಕ ಶತ ಮೀನ್ ಮೆನಿ ಹಂಡ್ರೆಡ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಪಾಖಂಡಾಹ ದಿ ಪೀಪಲ್ ಹೂ ಆರ್ ನಾಸ್ತಿಕಾಹ ಡು ನಾಟ್ ಅಕ್ಸೆಪ್ಟ್ ವೇದಶಾಸ್ತ್ರ ಅಸ್ತಿ ಪ್ರಮಾಣಂ ದೇರ್ ಬೈ ಹೂ ಡು ನಾಟ್ who are not vaidikaha, could not follow the Vedic way of life. Such people are pakandaha. And such people naturally buddhi vikalpas padaha. So buddhi vikalpas padaha. Buddhihi means here mind, and vikalpa here means confusion, delusion, and buddhi vikalpa, the confused minds. And aspada means here, the samsara becomes the content for the discussion. Samsara becomes a contention for the discussion of the confused minded, many hundreds of confused minded people. Samsara is discussed means what? Samsara, when people want to know what the root cause of samsara. So many, many confused minded people. Who are the confused? Shastram already here, Shankara Bhagavatpada makes it very clear. Confused minded people are those definitely who will continue to be confused minded people who do not accept Vedashastravati Pramanam. Therefore, who do not follow the Vedic way of life. They will be confused minded only. They are Pakhandaha. And they have their own way of discussing about Brahman. So confused minded people. Aneka shatapakhanda buddhi vikalpaspadaha tattva vijignasubhihi anirdharite. If pakhandaihi, if it is not clearly understood, it becomes the simple, this reality, the roots of samsara, the truth of samsara becomes a contention for discussion by even the, not only by the nastikas, the confused nastikas, confused minded avaidikas, it also becomes, it is also not ascertained. Nirdharita means ascertained. Anirdharita means not ascertained even by genuine vijignasubhihi. Genuine people who are desirous of knowing the truth. Tattva vijignasubhihi anirdharite. Even when it is not, when this truth is not clearly ascertained, understood by people who are genuinely desirous of knowing the truth. Idam tattva vedanta nirdharita parabrahma moolasaraha. Vedanta nirdharita parabrahma tattva saraha. When this truth is not clearly ascertained even by the people who are genuinely desirous of knowing the truth. Because some inadequacy, still Vedanta Yardharta Parabrahma Molasaraha. When the Vedanta Shastram is studied properly as the Pramana Grantha, then the essence of this Brahma becomes clearly ascertained. Vedanta Nirdharita Parabrahma Moolasaraha. And such the root of samsara becomes well ascertained clearly as Brahma only by some people who use Vedanta Shastram as the Pramanam. Vedanta Nirdharita Parabrahma Moolasaraha. This samsara, for which the root being Brahman, becomes ascertained by some people who are committed to the Vedanta Shastram as the Pramanam. Okay, it's all about, until this, all, even the following sentence also, only about the samsara only. Let me discuss this tomorrow. Okay? We have not gone any distance. Please don't take it, don't get confused. Just leave it as it is. You stay with it today, just the literal meaning of the mantra which I said. Wait to explain to you. I'll do it tomorrow. It's okay? So tomorrow, don't miss tomorrow's class. Tomorrow definitely I'll make it very clear. We'll read the whole Bhashyam again tomorrow from the beginning. Is it clear? Literal meaning of the mantra is clear, isn't it? Be literal meaning is enough. This I'll explain to you. I have to explain to you two things. One is samsara vrikshaha and how the jagat is also looked upon as the branches of the tree which is below. So we have to understand both. Jagat karanam Brahma and samsara karanam also Brahma. Samsara karanam maya, we said, no, we are confused. Get confused. Which means samsara's cause is maya and maya doesn't exist outside of Brahma. And jagat karanam also is maya, not outside of Brahma. Understanding samsara karanam is also understanding jagat karanam. And that Brahman is, samsara is mitya, jagat is also mitya, and Brahman is satyam. We have to understand very clearly. Let me make it very clear tomorrow properly. Okay? I simply read it out. It wouldn't have been any clear at all today. Don't worry, we'll clarify it tomorrow. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat. Shri Rubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.